This weekend is Distill America in Madison, where liquor makers from around the country show off their spirits. Brandy, bourbon, whiskey, gin, vodka, bitters, it'll all be there.
In addition to the usual suspects, there will also be a very unique spirit there, Yerlo. It's a traditional Hmong spirit made in Sturgeon Bay. We have the distiller behind Yerlo to explain what it is and why he decided to become the first person to distill and sell it. Our guest is Po Lo, the head distiller and founder of Lo Artisan Distillery. Po, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So the Hmong spirit that you make, it's called Yerlo. Where does that name come from?
The name Yerlo, spelled Y-E-R-L-O, is basically my mother's name. The reason why I named it Yerlo is so that everybody can pronounce it. It sounds like Merlot, but it's spelled and pronounced Yerlo. It's a homage to my mother for teaching me the recipe and the process to making the Hmong traditional rice spirit.
So this is a family affair. This is something that's been passed down through the generations.
Yes, it is.
Can you tell us a little bit of that story, what it was like for you growing up, having your mother make this, and when you might have had it to drink growing up?
Well, growing up at home, I've always watched her brew it or distill it at home, the fermentation process, making all the steps from rice and by hand, and fermenting it for about six months to a year. And each time that she would do it, I never really did care in the beginning of the years until I was of age and had a chance to taste it. Then that was the time that I actually found out that it was really good and that people actually liked it. when my mother distilled it, she would just give it away to, you know, family members when they had parties or gatherings. And throughout the years, coming and going from home, I discovered that, you know, this was a very good niche that can happen if I got myself into it. And after a few years of, you know, thinking about it and pondering about it, you know, I took the initiative and took the plunge.
So is this a special occasion drink?
Yes, it is. But nowadays, with the new generations of drinkers and many different palates, it could be, you know, used for any day. But majority of the time in the Hmong tradition, it's used during weddings, funerals, New Year celebrations, and if you have like a good friend that you haven't seen for a very long time that happens to pop in, you take the best of your products out, and this is what it's used for as well.
Now, I'm so curious. I've never had it before. What does it taste like?
It's very strong. I've got three products. Actually, four products. One of them is 90 proof whiskey, and the other three is 86 proof, 120 proof, and 130 proof. They're all really, you know, really sweet, and you know, with a high potent aftertaste, with a vanilla taste, a jasmine scent, and got a lot of butterscotch flavors as well. And they're all gluten free. Everything was and is made from rice and rice alone.
So is this something that, with those proofs, that you can drink straight up, or do you generally mix it with something else?
Now, the Hmong people, they're very stout people, and so most of them would drink it straight up. But nowadays, you have so many cocktail mixes that you can use to substitute with Yerlo. And, you know, the mixers are endless and limitless.
So what kind of reception has this gotten? As you started to introduce it, you distill it here in Wisconsin, what kind of legs has it had after that?
Well, you know, when we started back in 2010, we only had one state, which was Wisconsin. And, you know, with that being said, the following year, we had incurred about another 10, 11 states. So the reception has gone very well. Many people have loved it once they tried it. And majority of the, my foundation, going back a little bit, my foundation was Hmong people. So once they had a taste of it, the word got spread around. And after that, you know, other folks, you know, got involved and, you know, liked it. And that's how we were able to expand so fast within that 1 to 2 year period of gaining 10 to 11 states.
So have you gotten the Your Low You Make out beyond the Hmong population? Is it catching on among other populations too?
Oh, no, no. This is just not for the Hmong people. Right now, I mean, every ethnic groups, you know, that have tried it, they love it. And right now, it's just not the Hmong people, but you have the non-Asians as well.
But did you say it started with them? They were the first people that you were making it for, your friends? And
yes, actually, it was. You know, back at home, when I made it with my mother, I would take some home, and I would just share it with my friends that would come over, and that's how it started. And they were Hmong people. Most of my peers back at home were non-Hmong people. But at the same time, the Hmong people were my foundation of the people that I wanted to get this to, because it is a Hmong product. And my pride in creating this product is to bring out a special and very unique product on the Hmong people for everyone to enjoy.
And do you think that the Your Low You're Making, that it fosters appreciation for the Hmong population and is maybe kind of an ambassador for Hmong culture?
I feel so, and I like to believe it.
We've got an email here. This is from Matt in De Pere. He says, I love Your Low Spirits and have been to the distillery. It is great and has unique jasmine and yeast flavor. And I'm wondering if Poe would ever consider adding pandan to his recipe. I don't know what pandan is. Do you?
I'm not too familiar with that, but I've spoken with Matt already as well. And he's a really great guy. And right now, I don't plan to deviate from the traditional Hmong rice spirits. I want to keep it traditional and authentic.
And your mom wouldn't like it if you switched up the recipe.
No, it's not that she wouldn't. Yeah, it's not that she wouldn't like it, but I want it to remain Hmong.
Okay.
You know, to deviate from it would have me to do something totally different, and I don't want to do that.
So how popular is Your Low right now? Who are your best customers?
My customer right now are the Hmong people. I've got roughly about 55% of them, and then about 40 to 45% non-Asian or non-Hmong. So so it's not just the Hmong people that are loving Your Low. I mean, it's everybody else that happens to, you know, get a chance to taste it. Many of the people that I come contact with, especially bars and restaurants, they don't know what it is. And once they did, they love it. They start carrying in their bars and restaurants and establishments.
So let's say someone's lucky enough to encounter Your Low while they're out and maybe they're having a meal. Is it something that you would sort of sip slowly after a meal as sort of a dessert spirit?
No, actually not. Your Low is very strong. This is more of a shooter versus a sipper.
Gotcha.
Now the whiskey, which is Your Low X, that is a sipper, and that is mostly enjoyed with a nice meal, you know, or fine cigars.
And I'm curious about one thing. This is a side business for you. This isn't This isn't the main thing you do every day.
Yes, you're correct. My main job or position is in the medical field, which my wife and I, we have a medical practice down in Louisiana, and the distillery or making Your Low is more of a hobby on the side. But I, you know, to be honest with you, I've never imagined that it would get this big, and for that I'm grateful to God for. But yes, this is more of a good hobby on the side.
Any sense about how far Your Low has traveled from Wisconsin?
Yes, actually, Your Low has traveled all over the United States, even to France, Australia, Thailand, and even Laos.
Wow. So it's really spreading. You're right. Well, I wonder, as a last question here, could you leave us with a simple cocktail to make with your low?
Absolutely. You can go to my website and look up how to make an old-fashioned using my Yerlo X rice whiskey. That one right there is one of the best recipes that I've ever had with Yerlo. And, you know, knowing in Wisconsin, I believe the old-fashioned is one of their top drinks.
Mm-hmm. Does it change the sense of it very much? Does it taste still like an old-fashioned?
Yes, it does. And it even improves it with the flavors from the rice whiskey because it's got more of a butterscotchy oakiness to it and more of a jasmine hint as well.
And that website, by the way, is yerlo-spirit.com. Poe, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
That was Poe Lowe, head distiller and founder of Lowe Artisan Distillery. He'll be in Madison this weekend for Distill America. You can find more information about his spirits at yerlo-spirit.com.